A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about, from new openings to the best thing they ate this week. This week, we're looking at a new smoothie spot that's bringing a bit of Erewhon to Melbourne and a new Filipino fine diner in the city. We also chat about the best set menus and the best ice cream spots to hit up around town. I'm joined this week by Melbourne's food and drink editor, Audrey Payne. Audrey, start us off.
Hey, Ruby.
What is the best thing you ate over the last week?
Best thing I ate over the past week was from Papa Luxa.
Oh, Michael last week we were talking about Papa Luxa. Mm-hmm. I am desperate to go.
My mum so kind of tipped me off about that restaurant, and now we went on the weekend and it was really busy and she was not very happy with me for covering it so much, but I was very happy for the restaurant owners. I always get the vegetarian laksa. It's I'm not vegetarian, but I just find it really refreshing. Sometimes I find like a chicken laksa just a little bit too heavy. So it's great. It comes with like lots of fresh broccoli and eggplant, which I always think is like the best thing to put in laksa because it just soaks up all the juices.
Agree.
And really thick, high quality broth. I don't know. I had the best time.
What's your mum's go-to?
My mum gets the Papa Special, which I think is...
What's the Papa Special? Talk us through
it's
it.
It's the same laksa broth, but it's a seafood and chicken kind of mix.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, completely opposite ends. But we unite because we both like the teh tarik, which is like a pulled Malaysian tea. So we kind of bond over that and then we veer away from each other when it comes to laksa.
Yeah, start together. Yeah. Grow apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. There are always new openings around here. There's always a lot of news week to week. I am particularly excited about a new opening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to butcher the pronunciation. It's Yao Ye, which is you are what you eat.
Yes.
It's sort of like Erewhon style smoothies. For those who aren't familiar with Erewhon, it's a health grocery store in California. Is it just LA?
I think there are a few locations across the states, but it's definitely like popped off in LA. It's like the celebrity hangout grocery store.
They became famous for their Hailey Bieber skin glaze smoothies.
Yes.
Anyway, so You Are What You Eat is sort of bringing that vibe to us here. The smoothies sound great.
They're very vibrant and pretty fun looking. I do think it's fun to be able to kind of tap into that online smoothie craze without having to go to LA. They also use some of those like sea moss and MCT oil and things that you don't. I don't know. I mean, maybe some people do, but I don't typically see on smoothie or other drink menus across Melbourne. So it's a cool way to be able to try some of that, I guess.
Yeah. So it's on Little Collins Street. I am keen to go and try the Cosmic Coffee. So it's an iced coffee with espresso, almond butter, MCT oil, and cacao.
I believe it actually has three shots of espresso. So
three.
I think it's like an early morning drink.
Okay, yeah. That's an on the way to work drink. I'm very keen to get down there and try that one. But there's another exciting new opening also in the CBD. Mm-hmm.
So this one is one that I've kind of had my eyes on for a while. It's called Ascal. It's a Filipino, kind of elevated Filipino restaurant on Exhibition Street. And I'm cautious of like not understating how exciting this opening is. Like, it's a couple of the guys who are also behind Keratin Sorbets, which is a Filipino ice cream store. John Rivera is the chef who's leading it. He was previously head chef at Lume, which was a fine diner in South Melbourne. And he's also worked at Amaru in Armadale and Sunda. And it's just so exciting to see like the past few years, I guess, people be really proud of their heritage in a way that I feel like was less commonly found in kind of upmarket dining. I think people, you know, would obviously there are exceptions to everything, but like sticking a lot more to the kind of European style of cooking. So it's really exciting to just see these people be like very proudly bringing a upmarket Filipino offering to Melbourne. It's, Yeah, I don't know. It's just so exciting. I haven't been this excited for an opening for a long time. And everyone on the team there is just like so lovely and so proud of what they're doing. I think it's such a win for the city. I haven't been yet. They only opened 2 days ago, but I was very lucky. One of the co-owners, Mike, gave me a little tour of the space while they were still renovating. And it's two stories. He kind of gave me a sneak peek of what is potentially going to turn into a rooftop bar up on the very top level. And they've imported a bunch of shells from the Philippines to make these beautiful chandeliers. And it's just, their enthusiasm is really infectious as well. And I have no doubt that the food's going to be amazing.
I love that. I cannot wait to go.
Yeah.
If you work at Broadsheet and you're a Broadsheet editor, you get a lot of questions all the time about where to eat, what to eat, where to go, what's new, what's cool.
It's at once my most favorite and least favorite question.
Yeah, I know. It feels really good. Yeah. But like sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like I have a lot to live up to. So we are opening it up on socials every week. We're asking our readers and our listeners to ask us a question and we're going to do our best to answer it here. This week's question is...
Hey Broadsheet, it's Eliza from Richmond. I was wondering if you could tell me where the best set menus in Melbourne are and what do you get included?
I can start with one of my favorites, Ablis, which is a Lebanese restaurant in Carlton. And I've never done the banquet and not had heaps of leftovers to take home.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's so good. It's like really, you feel like you're in someone's house. The dinner banquet is $70 per person and you get everything you could want, like a bunch of dips, salads, some chicken wings, skewers, the chicken rice, which is easily the best thing ever. And on that menu, it's amazing. And then you even get some Lebanese coffee and baklava and Turkish delight for dessert. It's a win.
Why haven't you
there? Yeah. We're going.
Yeah.
They have a lunch menu as well.
What?
I haven't been for lunch,
okay.
But they have a 55 per person lunch menu. So that is my top pick.
I mean, I am almost always going to recommend Monday to people. It's a Mauritian wine bar in North Melbourne. Very cool. They do set menus during the week for $75, but I think something really special that they do, they kind of, the chef Nagesh started it as a pop-up. So he kind of keeps that spirit going. And on Tuesdays, they invite a guest chef to come cook. And there's a set menu for $40. You can add on other things if you want, like desserts and, you know, little snacky things or sometimes other proteins. But it's always such a, not to like minimize it, but it's such a vibe. Like there's, you always run into people there. Like they've had amazing chefs. Like they had the chef from Che do a $40 dinner. They've had like Raf Rashid, Moira Titra, who is a Broadsheet contributor and also has a really cool indie wine magazine. But they just really know what they're doing. And, you know, it's hard to get people to come into your space and have it run smoothly. And the team there, like, really know what they're doing. Yeah. So $40 on Tuesdays. But otherwise it's $75 and that even still feels pretty reasonable for the like quality of food that they're serving up.
Yeah, I've never been to one of the Tuesday night ones. I need to get down for
we
that.
Have to
I've
go.
Been, yeah, I've
you
been
have
another
to get
night
there early though because word has caught on and there are long lines.
Yeah. I feel like people. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it was a little bit under the radar for a bit, and it is not anymore. The other one I like, which is like a bit more of a casual spot, mm-hmm. is Henrietta, which is in Windsor. It actually, I think they started in Sydney and now they're down in Melbourne. It's Middle Eastern inspired charcoal chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good. Like it's my favorite place to take like a group of people. Like it's a good place to go when you're just catching up with a bunch of friends. You want something casual, but you want to be well fed.
It's also great if you go see something at the Astor.
Yeah,
you
wander
get
down.
A feed afterwards. Yeah. So that's the last time I went.
First of all, I think they have the best Brussels sprouts I've ever had. And
that's a big call.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I love Brussels sprouts so much. They are amazing. But they've got two set menus. One is $68 per person and is sort of a bit smaller and a bit of a smaller selection. And then they've got an $88 per person one, which has a lot more. But you get, you know, the entrees, the mains, you get mm-hmm. a dessert with each one. And I think it's the kind of place you need to go with a group.
Yeah.
Because I've been with one other person before and I was like, I can't eat as much as
You're
I
like,
want.
I want
like,
to try
I need
everything.
Some more people here.
Yeah. They also have amazing chips. Like,
yeah, the
not
chips
for
are
nothing.
So good.
Yeah.
Summer is still very much with us. It's actually been very hot this week. So
it's the last day of summer.
Oh, it is the last day, but it's still.
But it's still
it's
summer
still
in spirit.
Summer in
you know?
Spirit.
Yeah.
The weather is still giving summer.
Yeah, for sure.
So ice cream, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, there's plenty of time left to get some good scoops. I love Sunday school. Have you been there?
Of course. Sorry, I was like thrown by the question. Of course I've been there.
Of course I've been to Sunday school.
It's so good.
Sunday school started in Caulfield North. They now have a second location in Fitzroy. It's run by the people who used to run Tuck Shop Takeaway in Caulfield. For those who aren't familiar with Tuck Shop, they were some of the best burgers I've ever eaten.
I know. It's still like I'm still mourning.
I still feel sad when I... Well, Sunday school in Caulfield yeah. is like the old Tuck Shop site and it's like a bit sad to drive past.
Yeah.
But they're like these US style ice creams.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
So it's a couple, Clinton and Karina. And Karina actually like worked at Oddfellows in the States for a little bit. Do you know that ice cream place?
No.
It's like an old school ice cream parlor, but it's like obviously quote unquote trendy or like brought into like the modern era. But it's really fun because I feel like sometimes Melbourne, like we have so many gelato places, but like when I went, I was like, oh, I've been missing like traditional ice cream, not like Italian style gelato, which I love. But yeah, so she's got some pretty serious cred behind her.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Another good one is Bianco Latte.
Mm.
They had a store, or they still have a store in Elwood, Northcote and Yarraville, and they've now opened another Yarraville location. The Elwood one always has a line, a long line.
Oh yeah.
Like rain, hail or shine, there's a line in the Elwood location.
Do you have a go-to flavor?
It's not a go-to because I feel like it's a bit special.
Okay.
Like you kind of want to have it sparingly.
Yeah.
The floral ricotta honey and cinnamon is crazy.
That sounds so good.
It's crazy.
I was really boring and had a cold brew flavor when I was there. That sounds awesome.
No. It's like, you got to get that one, mm-hmm. but only sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Don't overdo it. Yeah. I get that. Another one that I love is Kori Ice Cream, and it's a Japanese inspired ice cream shop. They actually started in Hawthorne near Lido. It's like this really pretty coral colored facade, and they've opened a second location in the city, kind of next to a car park. It's really cool. So it's a Japanese-inspired ice cream shop. It's from Joanne Yeo, who's a pastry chef, used to be at Tonka, and then Bernard Chu, who used to be at Lox Bite. I've brought
yes.
this up on the podcast before, but do you remember that lolly bag cake from MasterChef?
No.
It's but like early MasterChef days. I think it hit me at the right age, but it's the two of them, and it's just amazing, like Japanese flavored ice cream. So they have, my favorite is the Pekko Chan, which is almost like a milk candy flavored ice cream. They have
Yum.
Really good vegan sorbets. They have ice cream for dogs, which I've not tried, but
I've got to take Colin down.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. You got to take your dog. And yeah, I think it's my favorite. I'm going to say it's my favorite ice cream in Melbourne.
Wow.
So good. Yeah.
That's a big call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lock it in. Audrey's favorite ice cream.
Yeah.
Kori ice
you
cream.
You can quote me.
That's it for today. I'll be back next Thursday with another guest.